A conservative Republican pushing a higher minimum wage? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In October, I talked to a liberal venture capitalist by the name of Nick Hanauer.
The fundamental law of capitalism is that if workers have no money, businesses have no customers.
He's pushing a $15 minimum wage because, he says,
if every worker made more, then every business would have more customers.
Which sounds like a pretty liberal point of view. But there's another ultra-rich person also pushing for a higher minimum wage.
You know, when you think of it, it really doesn't make much sense for employers not to have to pay their own workers and to have the government pay the workers via something like the earned income tax credit.
That's Silicon Valley entrepreneur Ron Unz, UNZ, a registered Republican who plans to put a $12 minimum wage on the California ballot. And he says if conservatives want to help their base, they'll support it.
It turns out that a rise in the minimum wage to $12 an hour would benefit 40% of all Southern whites, $5,000 a year per person.
He also thinks a $12 an hour minimum wage would discourage illegal immigration by making low-wage jobs more attractive to American citizens. So if he's right that a big jump in the minimum wage could cut government income subsidies and cut